They can find it at rethinkingschools.org. It's Teaching Palestine. I'm happy to be reached at bill@rethinkingschools.org.
And you can find me at my work email, skassouf, skassouf, as in flower, at pps.net.
Bill, Suzanne, it's really been a pleasure talking with you today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Emma.
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
Once again, film at 11. And once again, with Mona Bowen, our expert on home viewing and big screen screening.
I'm only an expert because I watch so much TV. I don't that's my expertise.
But it's a real love affair.
Yeah, well, and sometimes yes, sometimes no, right?
Oh, that's true. So one of the things we've been doing lately, you and I, have been only talking about things we like. We figure, why bother to review or something that we didn't like? But I'd run out of things that I liked that are new. And haven't seen a lot of things that you have. That's where you come in to fill in that gap, of course, because you've got a better taste in TV shows. And yeah. I think that we're going to start off with some dramas that you've started watching. One of them is one I did not like, called Dr. Odyssey. And then you're also going to be talking about another one called Grotesquerie?
Yes.
Okay, good. So let's go.
All right, let me take a look.
Out of 110 applicants, we found him. Dr. Max Bankman.
He aspirated a lot of water. We need to act now.
Welcome aboard the Odyssey. Allow me to introduce Avery and Tristan.
You must be my brilliant nurses.
We are the ship's brilliant and capable nurses, yes.
Of course. I'm sorry.
Our mission is to preserve the dream. And that's why you're here.
She's crashing.
Keep these dreamers safe.
I have a pulse.
You're gonna be okay.
Hey, should we talk about what happened?
Did you want to talk about?
No, I was just wondering if you.
No, I totally.
Okay,
I don't have to.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm great.
I'm good.
Great, I'm doing great. Yeah.
Great, yeah. Never know how much.
I'll just tell you why I didn't like Dr. Odyssey, yeah. Which is...
I can guess why you didn't like it. Go ahead.
Well, it's just... it's the same old story in a different setting. Light comic medical thriller with a bunch of actors that we've seen in so many shows before, but it has the added diversity quotient that is required in Hollywood these days. It needs to be required. And it wasn't exciting, suspenseful, funny, and I thought the acting was dreadful, and it was so pro forma. Why did you like it?
Oh, I'm not. Did I say I liked it?
Oh no, you did not.
I did not. Oh no. Okay, so look, this is obviously a love boat for the 21st century,
yes.
and it really is. Okay, and they're going to be, you know, and also the cast is very attractive, except for, to me, the main star. The two biggest stars in this movie are Joshua Jackson playing the doctor, who honestly, I mean, I never watched Dawson's Creek, but I mean, I'm sure he's an okay actor, but I don't find him really compelling as kind of the romantic sort of roué he's supposed to be in this show somehow. I don't know. I don't. However, on the other hand, we do have Don Johnson, who brings his twinkly zaddy energy to this. And I do enjoy Don Johnson. I mean, he really has, like, I mean, he does, he always, especially as he's gotten older, I do feel he has this air of like, look, I'm in on the joke that this is 50% crap, but I'm gonna really just give it my all. And yeah. And he does, and I like Don Johnson, and the other actors are good too. And this is the kind of show to me that you watch, you know, when you're tired. It's like when you're tired and you go to bed. Now, full confession. So, Love Boat and Fantasy Island were on when I was in college, and they were on Saturday nights. And now Saturday night is a dead zone for TV now, of course. But you know, network TV, and we literally, when we knew there was a new Love Boat and a new Fantasy Island, we would stay home and watch them before we went out when we were in college and after that. So there's something about these shows that they have this formula. They're like a police procedural, which I find to be a certain kind of comfort TV. So I think it's great TV. No, it is not great TV. But is it something that you can watch and kind of enjoy at the end of the evening when you're, I don't know, you know, just winding down? It is not going to tax the brain. And it's going to be, you know, you're going to see some familiar guest stars. And it's going to be just like the old school Fantasy Island or, you know, Love Boat. And that is my review. And I will continue to watch it until it makes me hate it.
Yeah, okay, I won't. I gave it 40 minutes of airtime and we'll never watch it again.
You want to retain your brain cells more than I do.
Probably. I also dislike the fact that the main character, this Dr. Odyssey fellow, as soon as he gets on the ship, he seduces his female underling.
That's gross.
That was grotesque. And boy, it sure sent the wrong message. But, you know, these male actors of a certain age, they don't change too much. Anyway, what is grotesquery about?
Okay. So this is a whole different thing.
Something hellish is here. This killer is someone who knows anatomy. The blood, the DNA, it was left there for us to find. It's like God left the keys to the candy store to the devil.
Detective, you have an entire family murdered.
Think of the worst thing you could never unsee.
This is evil.
So you're the nun who's a journalist covering crime?
I'm interested in rituals, cults, and their place in American life.
You have to really hate people to do what was done here. It's inhuman. No, it's unhuman.
It's better to look at the evil than to ignore it, Father.
And what if you enjoy the looking?
They're playing with us. Hunting us.
So this is a new show by the guy who did American Horror Story. So this stars Niecy Nash. So that immediately intrigued me because I do like her. She always strikes me as being very smart, you know, no matter who she's playing. She's no dummy. And she doesn't suffer fools gladly. And I enjoy that in a main character. There's a whole bunch of other well-known act, Courtney B. Vance. I mean, you know, he's good. You know, Leslie Manville is in here as a creepy nurse. He's always got to have a creepy nurse somewhere. And so, you know, you've got some really, really high quality actors here, but there's some stunt casting. Travis Kelce shows up. I mean, it's a classic Ryan, what's his name? And anyway,
is it Ryan Murphy?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so it's a detective played by Niecy Nash and the nun played by Leslie Manville, are going to be the first few episodes. They essentially hate each other, which with good reason. Leslie Manville plays a very creepy person. And I don't want to go into it too much, but it is a very, very disturbing show to watch. And, you know, I have a very high level for what's gross. I can watch a lot of stuff, but it is a something very sinister going on in this town that, you know, is purely evil and disgusting. There's a lot of murders that are disturbing is like putting it mildly. I don't know. It is extremely atmospheric. I don't know if I want to stick with it. Part of me is kind of like watching it because it's like one of those where you turn the page and you're like, oh my God, is there going to be a spider in that picture? You know what I mean? Like, you know, like it's almost like I'm watching it to be creeped out. I'm not sure I'm going to stick with it. I don't know if it's, I'm more out of curiosity that I'm watching it now. And I think it's more like, I don't know. I'm kind of like watching it through like, you know, my eyes partly covered. Yes. Now. So I don't know. I'll see. I do like Niecy Nash. So I'm going to, and Courtney B. Vance is a fantastic actor, you know? So there's a really good, I don't know. I'm waiting to see if it really grips me or if I'm just kind of like intrigued because I like horrible things.
Well, so, it's clearly being released in conjunction with Halloween.
Yes. Yeah.
So there's that, you know, it's time based, I guess. Mm-hmm. Another program that I saw that we can mention briefly is you might have been mildly curious about it. It's called Murder in a Small Town.
Something about small towns. You have to be who you are. Maybe that's why I'm here. I'm the new chief of police.
You're joking.
Surprises the heck out of me too sometimes.
I found a body.
Imagine you're looking at a painting. What's missing?
He is an artist.
Big picture first, then details.
They're amazing.
I like figuring things out.
I'm warning you. Get the hell out of here.
You're very good at that. The steely gaze and the cryptic silence.
There's gonna be one hell of a hullabaloo.
There was someone else out there. Someone watching.
Keep your doors and windows locked.
It was actually terrifying.
Everyone confesses sooner or later to somebody.
I'm starting to feel like a suspect.
I'm gonna kill you! I swear!
You ready for this?
We don't make assumptions. We don't jump to conclusions. I just thought there might be something you'd like to tell me.
Well, you thought wrong, Sonny.
Which is actually what almost every crime show, especially if they're from Britain, could be called. But this one is set in Canada, and I don't recognize any of the stars. I watched the first episode, and it is essentially a Hallmark romance thriller. There are no stakes, everything, but even though people die, everybody's nice. It's so forth. Nothing against the Hallmark Chandler, the series. They do serve a function, and it's nice to have nice things on television instead of grotesque things, but it didn't engage me. You know, it's about a romance between the chief of police and a new woman in town, and I guess they're going to collaborate on solving crimes. They meet at the beginning through a dating app, and you know, amusing things happen as a consequence of that. So, sure. But it struck me as being pretty lukewarm. If I knew anything about the cast, I might think of sticking with it. But go ahead.
The main star, Kristen, I'm going to butcher her last name. It's Dutch. It's Crook, I believe, is the way you pronounce it. She was in Smallville for a long time as Lana Lang.
Oh, and that's right.
Yeah, she was in the movie Euro Trip. She was in the series Reacher for, you know, she had an arc in Reacher. So she's done a lot of work. She's been around, you know, and she's worked steadily for a long time. But yeah, there is but see, this is the thing. This is what I would put in that comfort TV zone.
Yes.
The same way I do like police procedurals. Look, you know what you're going to get. Sometimes they're going to throw you for a loop. Maybe the person who, you know, but it's the same reason we both loved Elsbeth. It is formulaic, but there is a certain amount of like, you know, you don't you don't go to McDonald's to get something gourmet. You go to McDonald's to get that taste you like, that is, you know, comforting maybe, you know, and these are kind of like McDonald's. I don't know. You know, it's the reason you pick your favorite restaurant, to get the same thing all the time.
I would say that's true of Murder in a Small Town.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's presenting itself. The title seems to present itself as if it's going to be a serious, somewhat bleak crime drama, but instead it's a Hallmark show, and it's just not witty or clever enough to sustain interest the way that Elsbeth can do so.
That was a special show, let's be fair.
The show is, I'm already spending more time on it.
Yeah, let's move along.
The show is well acted, it's well photographed, it's a typical Canadian type production. But it didn't raise any desire to see it again. Let's get on to shows that you like. You've got three that you really want to talk about.
I do. So now we're going to get into sitcoms, and there's two network sitcoms, and they are so good. I mean, you watch a lot of things that are supposed to be funny, and you never laugh once. These shows are genuinely funny. And genuinely, interesting and different. Uh-huh. And so the first one I want to talk about is How to Die Alone. It's on Hulu. Don't let the name turn you off. It is so good. It's about a woman. Her name is Melissa. She is a Black woman who works at JFK in New York. And she's living kind of a smaller life than she would like. And she has very good friends who work there. You know, you could say it's kind of like a stable of friends that would fit in the quirky gay friend, blah, 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 blah. But the relationships feel very real, and the emotional stakes feel very real. On the other hand, it is hilarious.
One time for my birthday. Get it. Oh no, sad twerking.
What happened?
Here's how I see it. I'm broke. My family thinks I'm a lost cause. My love life is a joke. And the punchline is, I work at an airport. I'm afraid to fly.
You can't let fear keep you from taking off.
Come on, let's go. Woman king.
Woman king.
No, say it like you mean it.
Woman king.
That's a little bit louder.
Now, look up.
I tried the emergency contact number we have for you on file. 212-32.
That's my phone number.
You're your own emergency contact?
I was supposed to die today.
Girl, you gotta stop caring about what people think and start doing something that scares you.
Deal.
It's one death you don't have to worry about, right?
Really?
The writing is so sharp, so funny, but it's also extremely heartfelt. She is never the butt of the joke, even when bad things happen to her. And so she is really surrounded by people who care about her. She has a difficult time recognizing that people care about her. She's a very human, very funny. There's a lot of absurdity in it, of course, which you have to have in these kind of comedies. But also, she's in situations that turn out to feel really real. And there were a few times that I was watching, and I've watched almost every episode that's been available. And it's only 8 episodes long. And I like this new model because you can watch a show and they can really tighten up what happens. You know, you don't have to string things along forever. I like all the actors. I like all the characters. I really like this show. I could not recommend it more highly. I don't care. Look, I am not a Black woman living in America. I related to everything, almost every single thing but I also laughed. It's very, very charming. So yeah, it's a really, really lovely. And I just want to call out the actress who I believe created the show. Her name is Natasha Rothwell. And there's a couple of actors in here that may be familiar, but really mostly not. And I do like that because they're going to be faces that you have seen, but they're going to be more like, oh, that looks kind of familiar. Mm-hmm. And I do like that too, because you don't come to these characters with this expectation of who they're going to be based on, you've seen them before. So anyway, highly recommend How to Die Alone. Very funny, very smart. Yep, love it.
The other one's a sitcom also, correct?
It is, but again, another one not formulaic at all. Like, a lot, sometimes I'm like, am I, like, is this network TV? They're doing some stuff that I don't know if you could do put this on. You know what I mean? So this is English teacher.
This is Mr. Marquez. He is here to teach you all about non-binary.
A non-binary person is somebody who does not identify as male or female.
Like a hermaphrodite.
No.
Yes.
Not at all. And that word is not in use anymore, is it?
I don't know. I...
There you go.
An F?
With grades like this, I'm going to have to hit the corner, sir.
No vaping. I can smell it.
No, you can't.
You're being investigated.
Why doesn't Marky ever get investigated for all that stuff he says?
Well, there he is. Eric Not-So-Speedy Gonzalez. 1751. Wow.
The kids this year, they're not into being woke.
Anymore. It's circled back around.
It's circled all the way around.
They're saying the R word again.
Aren't we getting behind on the state curriculum here?
A lot of questions for a doctor.
Do you even have a master's? What'd you major in? Ranch?
This job is important to me. I like watching young kids bloom and grow.
Don't say that. It sounds creepy.
Becca, go sit next to Tiffany.
She told me it was offensive to learn Mandarin.
Because you're not Japanese.
I was diagnosed with asymptomatic Tourette's.
What?
It's like Tourette's syndrome, but without any symptoms.
Again, another hilarious follows Evan. He's a gay high school teacher, English teacher, obviously also on Hulu. And he is just trying to get along in the world. But it is such, again, another sharp, funny, smart. Now, this does have a few actors that you'd recognize, including one of my all-time favorites, Enrico Colantoni, who we know him.
Oh, yes.
Veronica Mars.
Yeah, the dad Mars and the photographers in Just Shoot
Me. Yes, love him, love him. So anyway, so he's, again, another sharp, funny, witty, hilarious show. This one's set in a high school. I really like these new shows that are coming out that could be as formulaic as possible when it comes to a sitcom. Mm-hmm. But what I like about these two that I'm mentioning now, they are not typical. You know, again, they're not formulaic like the first few shows that we mentioned. Of course, Ryan Murphy's formula is a little bit different than everybody else's. But yeah, I really, really love these shows. This show is created by Evan Marquez, who plays the lead in the show.
Oh.
And another show I cannot recommend more highly. Again, 8 episodes. You're not committed for the rest of your life to watch this show. Sharp, tight, smart writing. Funny, funny, funny. Please watch it. Yeah, I want to support these shows as much as possible.
Well,
yeah.
And finally, we've got a show that you can't praise high enough.
Nope.
Let's go into that. What's the title and where does it air?
Well, this is Nobody Wants This, that just dropped on Netflix.
The big news is Joanne has a new man in her life.
Okay, but we're not using names. So let's just call him the Prophet.
Message from Morgan. He's cuter than I expected. The brother is brutal.
What are you doing? Kiss me.
Drowning emoji.
Okay, that's not.
Vomit emoji.
Unplug the phone.
I'm so sorry about my sister, with whom I have since cut ties.
Well, you have to admit, you guys are a weird pair.
Women are meant to experience big old orgasms.
He's responsible, kind, and you...
I'm not a bad person.
Tattoos, thick neck, light criminal record. That's, like, way more your type.
We love fun, but do we end up with fun?
Yeah, have you met Esther?
She's not fun. That's why I married her.
Are you serious right now?
She'll burn out, and then she'll take a little nap. She's like a puppy.
Now you're out here with whore number one and whore number two?
I hope I'm whore number one.
10 episodes. Worthwhile. Two more than 8. Starring one of your and my favorite, Kristen Bell.
Oh, yes.
Wrong as far as I'm concerned. Partnered with Adam Brody, who is very, very charming in this show, with a whole bunch of other kind of familiar faces, including Stephen Tobolowsky and Tova Felcha. Tova Felcha in a TV show. Are you kidding me? Anyway, so just a great... take everything I said about those last two shows and multiply it by about 1,000.
Okay. What's the premise?
Because the premise is... Kristen, Kristen Bell has a Don't get mad at this show when I say this. She has a podcast with her sister. She's very openly looking for love. They talk about sex very openly, whatever. It's very, very funny. She goes to a party with her friends. Her podcast is about to go big, like huge. It's going to be built, bought by like some huge national, international, whatever. I don't know how podcasts work, obviously, even though I did one. And she goes, she dumps her boyfriend. She's like, or something like that. I can't remember. You know what? Doesn't matter. She's single. She goes to a party with all her friends and she meets this very hot, really sweet, nice guy. And she thinks he's the writer who's supposed to be at this party. It turns out he is indeed the rabbi. They have crackling chemistry that you rarely see on TV. And of course, both of them are so great at delivering these lines. And it's very real. Again, comedy, heightened situations, but the relationships feel unbelievable, like so authentically real. I started watching this show yesterday evening and I did not go to bed till I finished it. And I wanted more immediately and I may rewatch it. I feel like I missed a lot.
The dialogue
is sharp, smart, witty, crackling. The chemistry between the two characters, unbelievable. It is not a will they or won't they. They will, obviously. It's whether or not the relationship will survive. And that is set up from the beginning. So I don't want anyone to think I'm giving anything away. Mm-hmm. But they are so charming and adorable together, these two people. I can't believe they weren't partnered before. Mm. And Adam Brody, as an actor, you know, I remember him from The OC. And I'm like, yeah, he was really great on that. But I don't know that I've seen since him be like a grown-up where I'm like, oh, my God, this guy really has something, you know? And the two of them together, unbelievable.
So he's a rabbi.
He's a rabbi. He's a hot rabbi, as the girls at the Jewish camp call it. He's a hot rabbi.
And yeah, what in the title, what is the this?
Them being together.
Nobody
wants them to be together. Nobody. Everyone thinks it's a disaster, except the two of them, and even they're not too sure. But, you know, but it's definitely love. It's definitely, it doesn't feel like MacGyvered, like some kind of ridiculous situation. You know what I mean? No. It feels very real, you know? I loved every minute of it.
Oh, that's nice.
Every minute of it.
Well, this is high praise.
Truly, yeah.
Yeah. So we've discussed a show I didn't like, Dr. Odyssey, but you're given a more chance. Grotesquery, a horror story from Ryan Murphy. I didn't really care for Murder in a Small Town, but that's hardly significant because it's a peg to a really specific.
We're not the demo for
market.
That.
Yeah. And, but you really loved in this order, How to Die Alone, a sitcom, English Teacher, another comedy, but especially Nobody Wants This with Kristen Bell and Adam Brophy. And it sounds terrific. And I'll probably now watch it too, thanks to you.
Oh, you'll love it.
You got me on to Ted Lasso, and that was a stroke of
coming back. What's happening? Anyway, we already talked about that one.
We sure did. So that was it. So we got some good recommendations this half hour. So thanks, Mona. And we will get together shortly. And no doubt there will be a whole bunch of new shows sometime in the next week or two. And we'll get around to them, too. Alrighty. Thanks for talking to us. And we'll once again greatly enjoy having you back in the near future. Well, there you have it. Mona will return soon with the consideration of what she calls comfort television. So thanks for listening to Community Radio, KBOO Portland. Film at 11 will be back next Friday. So until then, keep watching the screens. Go.
sugar. Bring it on, bring it on, yeah. Just remember me when we used to be friends a long time ago. We used to be friends a long time ago. We used to be friends a long time ago. We used to be friends. Or someone I know, or some called me up. Maybe I wasn't home. Now everybody needs some time. Everybody knows the rest of it's fine, and everybody knows that. Come on now, sugar, bring it on, bring it on, yeah. Just remember me when you're good to go. Come on now, honey. Bring it on, bring it on, yeah. Just remember me when we used to be friends a long time ago. We used to be friends a long time ago.
Hi, I'm David Brower, David R. Brower. And I add the R because there are 100 other David Browers in the United States, and that keeps me separate from most of them. I like the direction you're going in, KBOO, Portland, and I wish you had a lot more company.